Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, and Michelle Knezvik here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. As we do every Monday at 9 o'clock, we welcome in our good friend Darren McFarlane, host of Darren Donick and Chase, also handles the pre- and post-game duties for the Nashville Predators Radio Network to the program. Darren, what's going on? How are we doing? Yep.
Happy November
to you as well. Darren, I was really looking forward to having you on and discussing what was a big win for the Titans yesterday to go 3-0 in the stretch against the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Colts. And now, it hurts to talk about the Titans, but we're going to do it anyway. Your reaction to the report of Derrick Henry from Adam Schefter, potentially, the key word, being lost for the season with a feared foot injury, and some speculation on Twitter that maybe the fifth metatarsal bone of the foot is involved. Obviously, this is about as big of a gut punch as you could have if you're a Titans fan today.
This is not good. I'm just not even going to sugarcoat it. And, you know, I'm not going to pretend like, oh, you could go – you know, I heard the list of names you guys threw out there, and, you know, that's fine. I mean, if you're asking me to choose one of those, if you could, I'd probably go for Ronald Jones. He seems to be falling out of favor in Tampa. Seems like I think that fumble maybe in his first possession of the first game of the season, I don't think he's recovered from that, or at least the coaching staff hasn't recovered from that. At least he's been there, done it. The rest of them, it's like, blech. So, you know, their bodies. They're warm body. And Melvin Gordon, I guess, would be next. It's like, blah. You're comparing him to Derrick Henry. I mean, we've been sitting here beating an MVP drum all season long. And you think that whoever any of those guys, they're going to come in and give them anywhere near the same production? I mean, the way I view Derrick Henry is the equivalent of an elite quarterback in the league. And when elite quarterbacks go down, i.e. see Seattle, how does that work out? You don't recover from that. It doesn't matter. Yeah, Geno Smith, he's done a nice job. Just like you'll bring in one of these running backs and they'll do a nice job. But how's Seattle's record looking? Is anybody talking about playoffs or, you know, a good season for them until Russell Wilson comes back? No. I mean, you may be able to escape for a game like Dallas last night. Like, wow, Minnesota, thanks for playing. See you later.
Jeez.
I mean, you couldn't even beat Dallas without Dak Prescott at home on Sunday Night Football. Like, yeah, we'll see you in 2022. Good riddance. I mean, give me a break. But this just flat out sucks. I mean, you're not going to be able to replace Derrick Henry. He's the equivalent of a franchise quarterback in the league. And, you know, they can go out there and bring in John Robinson, can make a trade. I mean, I'm the one who's been saying the Titans should trade for Marlon Mack. Well, that's not happening now. Indianapolis won't even answer the phone call. They're not going to trade you Marlon Mack, even if they think he offers nothing. It's just on principle. You just swept them. They're not going to trade you anything. They're going to be like, yeah, die on the vine. They don't care. So, I don't know. Do they have enough because of the lead? That's what stinks about all this, right, guys? I mean, they're 6-2. They're the number one team in the AFC. If it wasn't for this news, today would be a day of celebration, right? Everybody would be in a really, really good mood talking about this team. Like, this team is a real contender. And then this happens. It's like, could you wait till Tuesday for this news? Thanks, Shefty. Thanks. Appreciate it. Like, give us a day to talk about it and talk about it yet again, another huge win. And it's going to be completely overshadowed by this.
Can you think of anything else?
I'm done. Sorry.
I'm hearing everything you're saying, Darren. Can you think of anything else that would compare to this in the history of this franchise in Nashville?
Oh, boy. To this comparison? No. I mean, I can give you some examples, but they're not to this level. I mean, Derrick Henry, guys, Joe, we're talking about the greatest Titan of all time, and I never thought I would say that in my lifetime. I covered Eddie George and Steve McNair. I know their value to this franchise. I know what they meant. I know how good they were, and I never thought in my lifetime. I figured, you know, eventually somebody's going to come down the path and, you know, unseed them, and they'll be the greatest Titan of all time. I didn't think it would happen while I was still above ground and not worm food, and Derrick Henry is that guy. He's literally that guy. I'm here to say he's better than Eddie George, and I never thought I would say that in my lifetime, and he is. That's how important he is. I mean, Javon Kearse broke his foot, but, you know, Javon Kearse, when was he his best? Tell me when he was a player was at their best. It wasn't his rookie season. That's when he was at his best. That's when he dominated the NFL. I mean, Albert Haynesworth had a moment where he dominated the NFL. He got suspended for 5 games. I guess you could count that. But, I mean, to this level, especially if all the reports are true, which, these people like Jay Glazer and Adam Schefter, this just in, they don't miss that much because it's hard to miss when you're getting the info basically from the horse's mouth, which is, you know, not necessarily Derrick Henry, but people that talk for Derrick Henry. So I believe all this is true. I believe it's probably, you know, he's done for the season. So, no, Joe, something at this level that's happened to the Titans, no one that's ever been at the level of Derrick Henry, no.
Darren McFarland on with us here from Darren Donick and Chase, and Jay Glazer now reporting Derrick Henry broke the fifth metatarsal in his foot. The MRI will determine if surgery is needed or not and how long he was missed. So obviously a pretty important MRI coming up for Derrick Henry and the Titans. Darren, my question to you is, if this is the worst case scenario and Derrick Henry is going to be out for either the entire season or there's a report from Ian Rappaport that he could miss 8 weeks and would be back for the playoffs, what do you make of this Titans team and their chances without Derrick Henry to get into the playoffs? And that sounds crazy. They're 6-2. They're the number one team in the AFC right now. But what do you make of their chances with this schedule moving forward without their best player?
I mean, I'll say this to you, Robbie. I mean, once again, because of what I said before, we would be sitting here celebrating and talking about the number one team in the AFC. We would be talking about the team to beat in the AFC are the Tennessee Titans. And we're not going to say that, even with this lead. And do I think that maybe they could limp down the finish line with this lead? The division stinks, okay? The Texans and the Jags are awful. They're one of the worst teams in the league. So you just eliminated half of your division, and that just leaves the Colts, and the Colts are below 500. Could you limp to the finish line? Yeah. But does anybody feel good about January football without Derrick Henry? I mean, if we're all being honest, I mean, do you still think even if this team gets in the playoffs, they're contenders? I don't know. You guys push back. You tell me. Make the case. Convince me. I don't see it.
I mean, if you're telling me that he's available for the playoffs, like there's a chance he can get back, then you can hold your head above water long enough. But if he's out the whole year, I mean, that's gonna be real tough.
For the sake of this discussion, let's say he's lost. Like he's not coming back this season, no matter how long the run is. And does anybody really think that they're contenders without Derrick Henry?
No.
I mean, I'm
absolutely not.
I mean,
I just think you're in the clouds if you believe that. I mean, good for you, but I just don't believe it.
I mean, the interesting thing is, too, and we just went through this, Darren, going through the games that they have ahead and, like, what the Colts have. Like, I think if they finish 3-6, they're going to win the division at 9-8. Because the Colts, I mean, the Colts schedule is still terrible ahead. And, you know, the Titans have Texans twice and Jags once, not to mention the just moribund Dolphins coming in. I think they're still in very strong position to win the AFC South based on the work they've done here. But no, if Derrick Henry's done, it's going to be one and done in that tournament. You got a decent improved defense, and yeah, you could have a really good passing game, but boy, will things change for that whole thing without 22 in the backfield.
Yeah. I'm with you. I wish I could paint a rosy picture, and I know maybe a lot of fans want a rosy picture painted. I don't believe it. I'm not going to say it if I don't believe it, and I believe exactly what you said. They may limp to the finish line and still be playing, you know, playoff football because this division stinks, and they've got a huge lead. So they still could punch a ticket into the playoffs, but without Derrick Henry, you're asking me to go up again, and who knows what the rest of the Chiefs get, you know, do they fix things and they turn into I don't know what the rest of the conference looks like at the end. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of other big, humongous injuries that happen. I don't know. Maybe Josh Allen goes down. That's all possible. By the way, I watched Buffalo yesterday. They sleptwalked through their game against maybe they were just bored. But they didn't look like a juggernaut yesterday. They pulled away at the end. It's a team coming off their bye. I mean, and losing to the Titans, and it's like, that's what you got? So, That's what's, you know, terrible about all this is you just look around. The Chiefs are a mess. The Bills, well, I mean, they look good, but, I mean, they don't look good. We keep praising them, but I watched them yesterday. It was like
they were not good yesterday.
They're Yawn City for three quarters. Complete Yawn City. And then they woke up in the fourth. It's like, oh, I'm supposed to praise you as a juggernaut? It took you to the fourth quarter to wake up at home and finally put away the Miami Dolphins? Like, give me a break. But, you know, going back to what I said, I can't sit here and say they're going to make a run without Derrick Henry. It just, I don't see it. I don't see it. Could they limp to the finish line? Yeah, but past that, I think, yeah, Joe, I think it's one and done, unfortunately.
Darren, last thing for you here. I do want to get your thoughts on the Predators. A big win over the weekend against the Islanders. Tanner Jeannot, a couple of goals, and they get it done in the shootout. What do you like about the way the Predators have kind of turned things around and got back to the 500 mark here early in the season?
That was a fun game, wasn't it?
It was.
That was a fun game. That felt like playoffs. That was a whole lot of fun. In fact, Alex Carrier came in to Patron Platinum Club for postgame. And he was just talking about it. It was like a playoff atmosphere, and it was a playoff. It's funny how Gil had a great line in pregame. He said, you know, we're sitting there laughing about matinee hockey and how much fun it is. He's like, yep, have your eggs and have your bacon and then prepare to get punched in the face. And I was like, oh, that's Hal Gil being Hal Gil, just a funny line, right? No, he wasn't kidding. Like, that was a have some eggs, have some bacon for breakfast, and then get punched in the face because there were a whole lot of punches thrown in that game. And you know what I like about this team? This team punches back. I love that. The Islanders were punching them in the face, and this team punches back. And, I mean, what more is there to say? Like, at some point, we're going to stop. You know, we're going to run out of stuff to praise Tanner Jeannot about, right? And as I said in postgame to Skillsy, like, at some point, Robbie, you tell me if you disagree with this. Like, he's not a stop typecasting him as a third or fourth line guy. He's not. If he keeps playing like this, he's going to be on one of the – he's going to be a – top six guy, is he not?
He's been really good. He's been really good.
I don't know how much longer you're going to keep putting him on the third and fourth lines if he's going to keep producing like this. Tell me what you don't like about his game. Tell me what he's not worthy of being a top six guy.
I can't find anything for you.
Right. At some point, he's going to get pushed up there. They're on a nice little three-game winning streak. Three good wins, by the way. And now they go on a long road trip to start the month of November. I like the way this team is playing. Oh, by the way, we're not talking about a lousy power play. That's refreshing, right? Until Saturday, they had had, what, five power play goals in their last three games? Power play, I think they went into the Islanders game third in the league with the man advantage. Like, that's refreshing. We're not sitting here talking about the worst power play unit in the league. And, oh, by the way, it looks different. And it's working. So I like the makeup of this team. I like where they are right now. They got off to a slow start. Seems like they've turned things around. It's still very, very early. But that was a nice win. Those three wins, nice wins. And now we'll see if they can carry that over as they start a new month and hit the road starting today.
Darren, we appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Wish we had better circumstances to discuss with you. But alas, that is life as a Titans fan sometimes.
It is. We made it through, though. We did.
We did.
Plowed through.
Darren, looking forward to checking out the show coming up at 10 o'clock.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Darren McFarland.
Darren Black still rules.
Yes. Darren McFarland from Darren Donica Chase, our guest, every Monday at 9 o'clock. We'll come back. We'll react to what Darren had to say there. Continue to take your thoughts on Derrick Henry and the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, on Twitter, and on YouTube today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning, reacting to the breaking news with Derrick Henry and the Titans. Adam Schefter of ESPN originally reporting that Derrick Henry suffered a potentially season-ending foot injury during the win against the Colts. Yesterday, Henry undergoing an MRI today to determine the full extent of the damage. Joe, now Jay Glazer has reported it is a fifth metatarsal that has been broken by Derrick Henry, and the MRI determining how long the injury will take. Ian Rappaport saying if the MRI confirms the fracture, it's roughly an eight-week recovery and would mean Derrick Henry could be back in January for the playoffs. So different timetables that have been thrown out there. Honestly, like at this point, if you told me right now that Derrick Henry could be back by the time the playoffs come around, if I'm a Titans fan, I'm probably signing up for that, given the way that this conversation was going earlier in the show.
Well, sure. I mean, if you could actually have full Derrick Henry, who isn't jeopardizing himself by being out there.
Yep.
But I would also – I guess it's like when Schefter first came out with this, it's like you caution against – you know, there's tests. Let's wait and see on that. I would also caution against, you know, counting on or being too hopeful,
yeah,
of Derrick Henry in the postseason. But look, this team is probably going to be in the postseason. They have done the work against by far the toughest part of the schedule in tandem with the Colts failing to be in position to win the division. This made me look at the two schedules and everything. Like, I probably underrated how over the division became yesterday. Like, you know, I still left it a little bit cracked, but it was not. And it's still very unlikely the Colts are going to come back. So the Titans are going to be in the tournament, I believe. So if you're in the tournament at all, in fact, it means you win the division. You can be 9-8, win the division, you're going to get a home playoff game. If you could have Derrick Henry back, yeah, of course. I mean, that changes. I mean, unlike probably some positions, quite a few other positions, like quarterback, whatever, like there may be this like rustiness stage or something, right? Where it's like, I mean, you got to be like great right now. Well, I mean, if he's actually healthy, then you pick right up and give him the ball 30 times and he probably carries your offense again. But again, how realistic is that? Lots of Twitter doctoring going on today. Mike Vrabel does talk at noon.
Yep.
Do we anticipate Mike Vrabel giving tons of details? I'm going to guess no. But it'd be nice. This is an opportunity, understanding how Vrabel is about injuries and players and things like that. This is also, you know, this is like a fan base in mourning right now. I'd say some kind of detail, some kind of information to the fans would be great from Mike Vrabel today.
Well, look, we've talked about this with him a lot. I understand he doesn't like to talk about injuries. I got news for him. Today's press conference, that's all the discussion is going to be about today, is injury. So really interested to see how that goes. As you said, Mike Vrabel speaking today at noon here in Nashville. Let's go to the text line, get to your reaction, 615-737-1025. Our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Mike texting in, I agree it will be tougher, but if there is this little faith for Ryan and the rest of the offense, then we need a change. The weapons the Titans have this season should not be the end of our season if Henry is out.
Well, I don't think that it's little faith. I mean, first of all, remember, one of these weapons that you're referring to has barely been able to play.
Yeah.
So, like, I if Julio Jones can be Julio Jones, and all of a sudden he's just like A.J. Brown has now come to where he's playing the whole game and he looks great. Well, if Julio Jones can do that, okay, that improves the outlook. I mean, Anthony Firkser, I know a lot of people are just going to say it was all dumb from the start, but Anthony Firkser was going to be a bigger part of the offense. Well, he clearly the knee injury has hurt him. Can he be anything in there? Can Marcus Johnson get it going? I don't think it's hopeless. You also have to hope the offensive line stays healthy and plays better, but you have to go get a running back.
Yeah.
In the midst of doing the show, I'm writing stuff for The Athletic right now on
multitasking.
That. Yes, some multitasking. But, you know, one of the questions I was asked by one of my editors, okay, what about possible trade names? And Darren brought up Ronald Jones. Benny Snell Jr., is that interesting? Obviously, Najee Harris is the guy there.
Yep.
Again, I think Marlon Mack would be perfect.
You know? It's just not going to happen, but it would be perfect.
Yeah. Right. But, like, I mean, that guy should be running the football for somebody in this league. The Titans have, to me, clear trade pieces in Josh Reynolds. Is there a team out there with a back who could use like a four? Even, I mean, Reynolds could be on some teams a three, but like a four, five. He's barely made any kind of impact with the Titans. And then Rashawn Evans. Monty Rice played pretty well yesterday. Jayon Brown should be back very soon. Does anyone out there have interest in Rashawn Evans? I guess, shoot, does anybody out there have interest in Jayon Brown?
Yeah.
Trade one of those guys in tandem with, you know, a late round pick or something to try to get. I mean, there are some decent backs in this league who certainly could improve your outlook compared to what it is now. I like Mekhi Sargent a lot in the preseason, and I think he's going to be part of the potential solution here, and he's going to get promoted from the practice squad. But you got to go get someone who can play and has done it in the league. And if you can get someone decent, pretty good, who's just as kind of lost footing in a particular team, and then you have all the other stuff go well for you on offense, you could still be a decent team. It's also can the defense get better than it is now? You know, yeah, I think it's possible.
Well, look, going back to Mike's text, I mean, I'll answer it this way. I understand everybody. You're not one to totally freak out right now. And, again, we need to hammer this home a few times. It is important to wait to see what the MRI says to determine exactly how long Derrick Henry is going to be out. But to me, you also can't have it both ways. You can't sit here and clamor for Derrick Henry to be an MVP conversation, and then when he's hurt, say, oh, yeah, Titans will be fine without him. Like, either he's the MVP in conversation or he's not. Like, you can't just expect that he's MVP conversation and then you lose him and expect the Titans are just going to be okay without him. Like, I agree with you. I think they've done enough at this point, especially with the schedule that they've got coming up. If you go out and you trade for a running back, it's not going to be Derrick Henry, but just get a competent running back in there. This offense is still good enough to put up some points. This team is still good enough to win the division and get in the playoffs. If you think that they're a Super Bowl threat without Derrick Henry, I got news for you. They're just not. So yeah. You can't have it both ways. You can't clamor for Derrick Henry to be in the MVP conversation and then when he's out, say, oh, yeah, Titans be fine without him. It just that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, forget the, like the two-way thing. That's just stupid. I mean, on its own, that's just dumb. I mean, they are built. That's the thing. Like, I mean, and Tannehill has been terrific. He has been, and he deserves more respect. He's got more on his shoulders now. But look, Tannehill and that passing game have benefited so much. Of course, they have so much from his presence, and the way teams play the Titans is just automatically a benefit to a passing game. I still think if you find a pretty good guy and all the other stuff comes together, a huge thing is Julio Jones being Julio Jones. You could still be an offense that scores a lot of points, but I just can't see it. I can't see a non-Derrick Henry Titans team sniffing the Super Bowl.
Dennis texting in, King Henry is built different. He doesn't need a fifth metatarsal. He's got four others. Could
there
be.
You go.
We'll see what happens.
There you go.
Thank you, Dennis. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Derrick Henry's status for the remainder of the season in question as the Titans move forward here. We'll get to more of that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
And he has not yet taken the MRI, but it is clear, just judging from the reaction of the team and from those close to Derrick Henry, that it is not good. And from what I understand, as they still try to figure out these specifics, and the MRI is important to determine just what sort of structural damage in there, but the immediate concern is that there is a fracture in his foot. That is the concern right now. It is not sure. They do not have the full extent of the injury. If that is the case, you'd figure it would be probably 8 to 10 weeks, so an outside chance that Derrick Henry could return real late in the season if the Titans make a run. Either way, for an MVP candidate and one of the best running backs in the NFL, not good news, and obviously a hugely important day looms ahead for Henry.
That was Ian Rappaport on just a few minutes ago with Good Morning Football on the NFL Network discussing Derrick Henry and the MRI coming up. Adam Schefter reporting potentially a season-ending injury for Derrick Henry. Jay Glazer reporting a break in the fifth metatarsal. So, obviously, Titans fans waiting with bated breath today to see what happens with Derrick Henry and whether or not his season could be over. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Remember, FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you, reacting to the Derrick Henry news. And, Joe, one thing that I was going to bring up with you today, I was going to do it after the Corey Curtis segment took place, And then the breaking news happened, and we've been kind of on the go since then. But I do want to get your thoughts. One thing that we'd be talking about right now that could be an option for the Titans would be their third-round pick from 2 years ago, Darrington Evans, who is currently not an option. So you're talking about 2 years now where Darrington Evans has been largely useless to this Titans team due to injury. He gets put back on IR on Friday. Mike Vrabel was actually asked about Darrington Evans by Kayla Anderson on Friday and did not seem to be overly impressed. Basically said not enough twice with a very glaring look on his face when asked what Darrington Evans has been doing in order to work his way back from injury and what he's seen from him. So Darrington Evans is not an option. It would sure be nice to have your third round pick available from a couple of years ago for this situation, and the Titans unfortunately do not have that luxury with Darrington Evans.
Right. Well, I think we found out later that day, right? That answer was because Vrabel knew he was going on IR and wouldn't actually come out and say it. So he answered the way he did. And yeah, it's, I don't know if Darrington Evans would be a high volume carry guy. You know, he was drafted to be an explosive complement and a really like a third down back plus, you know, who can also take a series here and there, but he'd be nice to have right now, no doubt about it. And that's just another one of these picks in the last couple drafts that just is not working out, some for health reasons, some for other reasons. You know, you go hamstring and now knee and then comes back and, had a couple touches in that one game and then he's hopping off the field and he hurt it again. So that's a big zero right now where it could, you know, help you had you pick someone who can stay on the field and be healthy. So they're going to have to do something. Heidi on the text line said trade Julio for a back. So you do that.
Just kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah. So I don't think that'll happen. Look, I mean, if the Titans are going to be good moving forward, he has to be part of that. There's no question.
Yeah.
And AJ Brown, the way he's playing, Julio Jones, if he plays like he has in bursts, at least they'd be a very dangerous passing team. You still, though, like it just changes the entire makeup of everything. I mean, even just the way you approach games operationally, like how you look at games, is so much about we have a guy that they have to spend all their time talking about how they're going to stop him, and that's going to make them weaker here, here, and here. And now that's just gone. It's a lot of work here for Todd Downing too. Regardless of who they get, they're not going to get someone who comes close to what he does for a team. So you have to change some things from the jump here.
Well, not only does it change the way you approach things as an offense, but, I mean, it completely changes the picture of how opposing defenses defend you, right? I mean, you're not going to see a whole lot of 8- and 9-man boxes at this point with Derrick Henry not in there. And that's going to put more strain on A.J. Brown. And that's why it's so important to get Julio Jones back in there, because if you're going to have to throw it more, which make no mistake about it, they will have to throw it more if Derrick Henry's not going to be a part of things, you need your best weapons out there. So a really, really tough blow for the Titans if that's the case. Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben texting in, even if the timetable is shortened, Henry can't do his normal routine, so he wouldn't be the same until next season. Might as well let him heal. This is coming from Ben on the text line.
He could have his foot wrapped and he could still like do chin ups on a truck or something. Like, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's not going to sit around, you know, eating muffins, you know, like I'm sure.
He only needs his upper body to bench press that those 18 wheelers he's out there bench pressing every day.
Yeah. I mean, in all seriousness, like you can, with an injury like this, you can do a lot of all that you do in terms of your workouts. You know, just you can't pound the feet. You can do swimming stuff or whatever. I mean, so yeah, I don't know that I don't, that wouldn't be to me a reason to like shelve him or anything. The reason is just that if there's any worry at all that bringing him back is too early or that you could have longer term implications. You know, we haven't talked much at all about how much this sucks for Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
It sucks for the Titans. It sucks for Titans fans, for the NFL, for sports fans, but you know, think about that guy. All he's done is just giving this team everything, taking more punishment than I think anybody in the league this year.
Yeah.
219 carries is a busy season for a running back. Did it in 8 games. And is carving out a gold jacket for himself, on chasing history, defying, bucking all the narratives about running backs and injuries and shelf life. And one thing like this and everything changes.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Coy in Clarksville texting in. Here's the real question. Can we depend on Ryan Tannehill to win games by himself? I just don't know. This coming from Coy.
Against the Texans, against the Jaguars, against like the Dolphins.
Yeah, I feel good about Niners. This.
Yeah, I mean, Tannehill's good, and Tannehill, I think he'll respond. You know, but you have to have some kind of balance. You have to have balance. You know, I mean, the Titans can't go all of a sudden to okay, this is going to be a tempo. You know, throw the ball 55 times a game offense. You got to have some kind of balance. So they can't be by himself, like against any kind of decent team. You have to have someone in the backfield who can keep defenses somewhat honest, can take advantage of a light box and give you, some kind of a ground game. I think that there are some guys out there, potential trade targets, who could do that.
Let's go back to the text line. Our buddy Gover texting in. That loss to the Jets looms a little larger than it did yesterday. If you're the Titans, you'd love to have one more win's worth of cushion now. That's coming from Gover.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, I will say, though, like, I think it still is very unlikely that the Titans don't win the AFC South. I know that's, like, all kinds of negative crammed into one sentence, but, like, they're going to beat, like, the Texans and Jags. Even as is, I believe. The two of those games at home, end of the year, Houston playing out the string with that awful, awful football team. The Titans, I think, are going to get into the tournament. So to me, the Jets game, like, that's where if you're really going after the one, which we can just forget that now altogether, there's where that one might end up biting you. But I don't see the Colts doing enough against their schedule to be better than 9-8. That would be a heck of a chore by them. And the Titans have to go 3-6 to be 9-8 and win the division because they swept the Colts.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Titan Ben texting in. The Titans will finish 13-4. So, Derek, you just rest up. Don't worry about it. Titans are finishing 13-4. We'll see you in the playoffs, hopefully.
Okay.
You don't seem to have the same faith that Titan Ben has.
Hey, listen, I said they were going to get smoked in this 3-game stretch. They're 3-0, so what do I know? But Jimmy Morris, real quick, on Twitter, sending a tweet. He's listening to the show. We're talking about the potential of the timetable. According to, and I don't know who Computer Cowboy is, but he does have a blue check mark.
There you go.
Says 42 Jones fractures were identified during the 2010 through 2015 NFL seasons. 15 of those 42 returned to the field in 10 weeks or less, with 9 requiring a second surgery. 27 of them needed more than 10 weeks. So
that's not good news.
That's less than 50% were less than 10 weeks. Now, is Derrick Henry the type of guy who might be, on the less than 50, on the good side of that?
Maybe
yeah,
so.
It seems that way. But again, I just. With foot bone and bone stuff,
especially at that position,
I don't know. Right, and when what you have to do with your feet at that position, yeah, I don't know. But thank you, Jimmy, for the info. It's interesting.
We'll continue the conversation on Derrick Henry and the Titans when we come back. Take your thoughts on our text line as well, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We also got some tickets to give away coming up next. We'll do that ahead. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Derek did not look like himself. He was on the sideline working through something earlier.
Yeah, and we'll see where he's at and evaluate. And he's excited for his football team, for our football team. He'll tell you that, I'm sure, if you're given the opportunity to talk to him. But you know, again, there's a lot of us that have to get some recovery and some rest.
That was Titans head coach Mike Vrabel discussing Derrick Henry after the game yesterday, and didn't really seem like much at the time there, and that conversation has changed so far today with Derrick Henry and the Titans. If you've missed it, some news coming from Adam Schefter a little bit earlier, fearing that maybe Derrick Henry potentially lost for the season due to a lower body injury that he suffered yesterday against the Colts. Some reports have come out since then saying that it is a foot injury. Jay Glazer saying the fifth metatarsal affected. So waiting for an MRI. We'll see what happens on that front. But depending on the severity of the injury, could be a season-ending injury for Derrick Henry. We'll have to wait and see what happens on that front. We've got some tickets to give away to see Nashville SC take on New York at Nissan Stadium coming up this Sunday. Be caller number 3-615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Caller number 3 will win a pair of tickets to see Nashville SC take on New York at Nissan Stadium this Sunday. So make sure you hit up those phone lines right now. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. Joe Rexroad, let's go to the text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And get the people's reaction. T from Clarksville texting in. The concern is the O-line. Derrick Henry makes up for the minimal push we've been getting up front. Another running back can't do that. How does the game plan change knowing that going forward? This comes from T in Clarksville. I don't know that there's been a minimal push in the running game from the offensive line.
Well, look, this is where it's hard to evaluate the offensive line. You think they have a minimal push? They got nine guys in their face all the time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing is, you know, a lot of times you don't have enough hats to deal with the hats that are crashing downhill to stop 22. I think the Titans have good run blockers. I think Taylor Lewan, Roger Saffold, Nate Davis. I mean, I think that they have good run blockers. They're probably going to see fewer hats in the box moving forward. So, you know, it's the cat and mouse of this game. It really is just like you got 11 on 11 and the defense now has to devote more resources over here. I think you're going to see defenses do a lot of doubling A.J. Brown.
Yep.
And that's why you need Julio Jones, because now defenses, the number one guy in the scouting report is A.J. Brown now. So take him out, you beat that team. That's why you need number two out there as well. And somebody to run the ball. I've seen some interesting ideas. Rashad Penny's one of those out there. Tevin Coleman I've seen thrown around. What about Cordarrelle Patterson?
Yeah.
I love watching him run the ball. Yeah, talk about a power runner.
Let's call up Arthur.
As a receiver by trade. But he's becoming like a power runner. You got to go get somebody. I mean, you have to. You have to try to go get somebody. I'm going back and forth with people about the Colts. You know, Mike Herndon saying, like, number one would be Marlon Mack. I agree. I can't imagine that.
Well, why would the Colts do that? Like, are you going to help out the Titans? Like, that just doesn't make sense. Unless you're the Titans, like, you're offering a first-round pick or something, but.
Yeah. Like, to me, it's you only even consider it if you've given up. Like, if you've given up on this year, you're the Colts, it's like, hey, get something for what we can get, and this is the best offer. Okay. But with this happening to the Titans, don't you feel like maybe there's a chance now?
I would think so.
I mean, you got to try. I would think. I would think you'd be like, okay, they could lose a bunch of games coming up. Let's get on a run and give it a shot.
I don't know. Maybe they saw those picks yesterday from Carson Wentz and just said, you know what, now it ain't happening. We'll trade a Marlon Mack. Maybe Jonathan Taylor.
There you go. How about both of them? You have a heck of a backfield.
Just get both of them. Kyle texting in, would it be worth trading Julio Jones for a package deal that includes a running back and a tight end? What do you think of that, Joe Rexroad?
I mean, for what back?
You gave up a second-round pick to get Julio Jones. You're not trading him and getting anywhere close to what you traded for him back, so it's not going to happen.
Right. Like, yeah, you've put yourself in a spot where, and hey, more than ever, you need it, where you need him to be vintage Julio Jones on the outside, a dominant Hall of Fame receiver who's healthy and can play every week. And if you do that, if you get that, I think you got some wins ahead of you, and maybe you can still beat some good teams. There's no back out there you'd package him for a trade that would come back that would make it make sense. To me, I can't think of anybody.
Lots of people on the text line wanting D'Ernest Johnson from the Cleveland Browns, who obviously has had to fill in without Nick Chubb and, you know, Kareem Hunt available for the Browns.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going back. Like, these people are like, this is over, the Titans. Okay, Ryan Witherspoon said they're going to be favored every game but the Rams. You think the Titans are going to be favored without Derrick Henry going to New England and going to Pittsburgh?
Probably not. I mean, there's still look, there's still some easy games left on the schedule. I mean, the Texans are god-awful. They are terrible. The Jaguars are not much better. So this idea that the Titans season is just done and they're not going to make the playoffs, I don't buy into that. But if Derrick Henry's out the whole year, I mean, this team, the question is not has not been whether or not the Titans can make the playoffs. We've not really talked about that one time this year. I think we all have agreed the Titans can make the playoffs and that they should make the playoffs. And after yesterday, the conversation this morning was they've pretty much wrapped up the AFC South. I still believe the AFC South is very much on the table for them, and they're probably going to win the AFC South. The question has been, are the Titans a legitimate Super Bowl contender? Up until about 2 hours ago, my answer was yes. If Derrick Henry is out and there's no chance of him coming back, I mean, the answer pretty quickly changes to no. I mean, that's how big of a difference that he makes for this group.
I mean, when you talk about what we were talking about for the first half of the show, you know, basically a team that is potentially capable of making a Super Bowl run, I don't see that happening realistically unless 22 somehow is back in the equation this year.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. Mike Vrabel addressing the media today at 12 o'clock. So all eyes going to be on that press conference coming up later with Mike Vrabel. We'll have you covered all day long here on ESPN 102.5 The Game with all things Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans. Joe and I will be back 6 a.m. tomorrow. Hope everybody has a wonderful rest of their day. Darren Donica Chase is up next. You're listening to ESPN 102.5 The Game.